then to Noemon, squire of Antilochus. He gave the mare to lead away, and took instead the shining cauldron. Meriones, as fourth to cross the finish line, picked up the measured bars of gold. But the fifth prize, the bowl with handles on both sides, remained. Achilles carried it across the field to make a gift of it to Nestor, saying, "Here is a keepsake, venerable sir, for you too, from Patroclus's funeral day. You'll never see him again among the Argives. Prize though it is, I give this bowl, since you will not contend in boxing or in wrestling, nor will you enter for the javelin throw or run the quarter mile. Stiffness of age encumbers you even now." And he gave the bowl. Nestor received it and was pleased. He said, "You've put the matter very well, my son. My legs are strong no longer, as you say. I am not fast on my feet. My hands no longer move out fast to punch or throw. Would God I had my young days back, my strength entire, as when the Epei buried Amarynceus at Buprasion, and his sons held contests in his honour. That day no one gave me a match. No man of the Epei, Pylians or brave Aetolians. In boxing I defeated Clitomedes, the son of Enops. In the wrestling bout I threw my man, Ancaeus the Pleuronian. In the quarter mile I beat an excellent runner, Iphiclus. And in the javelin throw I outcast both Phyleus and Polydorus. Only in chariot racing Actor's sons pulled out ahead. By being two against one, they pushed their team in front, hating to see me win again when the greatest prize remained. Those two were twins. One held the reins alone, while the other used the whip. That was the man I was. Now let the young take part in these exertions. I must yield to slow old age, though in my time I shone among heroic men. Well, carry on the funeral of your friend with competitions. This I take kindly, and my heart is cheered that you remember me as well disposed, remembering, too, the honour that is due me among Achaeans. May the gods in fitting ways reward you for it all." Achilles bent his head to Nestor's praise, and then returned across the field of Achaeans. Now, as first prize for the bruising fist-fight, he led a mule to tie it in the ring, a beast of burden 6 years old, unbroken, that would be hard to break. And for the loser, he set out a two-handled cup, then stood and said to the Argives, "Excellency, Agamemnon, and other Achaeans under arms, I call on two of our most powerful men to try for these awards in boxing. The one Apollo helps to keep his feet, if all Achaeans will concede the winner, may take this working animal for his own, while a two-handled cup goes to the loser." At this, a huge man got to his feet at once. Huge but compact, clever with his fists. Epeius, a son of Panopeus. He laid hold of the stubborn mule and said, "Step up, one of you men, and take the cup. I think no other here will take the mule by whipping me. I'm best, I don't mind saying. Enough to admit I'm second-rate at war. No man can be a master in everything. Here's my forecast, and it's dead sure. I'll open his face and crack his ribs. His friends should gather and stand by to take him off after my left and right have put him down."
This ends Disc 13.